Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are already holding at the fifth line of the page on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. We had said in the Braisa that if it was the third year going into the fourth year, and you pick some fruits off of the tree before Shkia and some fruits off of the tree after Shkia, the stuff that you pick before Shkia, you would have to take Maaser Rani from, and the stuff that you pick after Shkia, you would take Maaser Sheni from. So asking Gemara, Maishna Hasam Dekatanim Haisa Shnia Nechnesel Shlishes. We had a very similar discussion when it came to vegetables, except the example we gave was the second year going into the third year. So why is it that when it comes to the tree, to the esrog tree, we want to give that same example of a nafgamina, what year it is when you're picking it? Why do we pick the example of third year to fourth year? We understand third year is different than both the second year and the fourth year, in that the second and fourth year are both Maaser Sheni years, and the third year is a Maaser Ani year. But why, when talking about vegetables, would you dafka give the example of second to third year, whereas when talking about esrogim, we dafka give the example of third year to fourth year? So says Gemara, Milsa Agavorche Kamashvalan. It's telling us another halacha. The esrog kashale yada. That an esrog, the tree, is if more handling you do, the more damaging it is to the tree. And since in the Shemitah year, the peros are hefker, so a lot of people are touching it all over the place, so therefore it's not going to be able to produce proper esrogim until at least 3 years. So when we talk about an esrog, we don't talk about the second year of a Shemitah cycle, even as a possibility, because chances are in the second year of a Shemitah cycle, it's not producing anything good. It's not producing any good fruit. So that's the extra chiddush that it's teaching us just by choice of example. When is the Rosh Hashanah of an esrog? What month? Amrle Shavat. He says it's Shavat. So then he asks him, which Shvat? Shvat the Chadashim or Shvat the Tkufa? Do you mean the Shvat of the lunar year or the Shvat of the solar year, which begins 30 days after the beginning of Tkufas Teves, whenever that may be on the solar calendar? Meaning, do we assume that since rain depends on the solar year more than it does the lunar year, and Rosh Hashanah being Shvat being chosen as Rosh Hashanah Lilanos has to do with Rov Gishmei Shana, it has to do with the rains, so maybe for that reason, the definition of Shvat, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, should be the rainy season. Amrle de Chadashim, he said, no, I'm not talking about the rain of, I'm not talking about the Shvat of the solar year, I'm talking about the Shvat of the lunar year, even though it's all dependent on rain. What if it was a leap year? Do we say that since it was a Shanamu Beres, the time of the months change based on the Onas Hashanah, based on how it comes out, and therefore the Chanata changes as well? And should we say that in such a year, Shvat is no longer the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos? Amle halachacha Rov Shanim, that you follow Rov Shanim. Good. So that is that settles the different issues we have with Shvat being the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos. So I guess two main points over here. Number one, from the fact that we give an example of an esrog bordering between the third and fourth year, it teaches that an esrog tree can't grow fruits until at least 3 years after Shemitah, when people handle it and touch it. Main point number two is that when we say Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos is in Shvat, it means Shvat on the lunar calendar, and it doesn't matter whether it's a leap year or not a leap year. Good. We have a Machlokas Rabba and Rav Hamnuna by an esrog that grows partially during Shemitah year and partially in a non-Shemitah year. Amar Rabba, esrog bas shishis, shenichnas al shviyas. An esrog that started to sprout in the sixth year, but was picked in Shemitah, petura min ha-maiser, or petura min ha-biur. Doesn't need maiser, but it doesn't have kedusha shviyas, so you don't need biur either. You don't have to be mevar min ha-bayis, you have to get rid of it from your house like you would Shemitah produce. Ubas shviyas, shenichnas al shminis, petura b'maiser, v'chayevis b'biur. If it's started growing in the Shemitah year and you picked it in the eighth year, it's part of a maiser, but it's chayev in biur. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rabba, Bish Lamaseifa. I understand about the Esrog that has Chanata in the seventh year and is picked in the eighth year. That it's Pata from Maison Chayv and Biur, because by Esrog, when it comes to Shemitah, you follow the Chanata, and therefore it should have Kedusha Shavias, and you have to do Biur, you have to be Mafkarit. Even though that din is Soser, the din that we quote in the Resha, that when it's Chanat Beshishis and Nilkat Beshvius, it's Pater from Meiser, which sounds like you go Basa the Lakita when it comes to Shvius, we could have said that we're not sure what the din is by an Esrog with regard to Shemitah. Do we go Basa the Chanat or Basa the Lakita? So it's a din Doraisa, Savik Doraisa, Luchumra. Luchumra, so it makes sense, so we go Luchumra in both directions. So by both of them, you're going to be Chayiv in Biur and Pater of Meiser. El Resha, but the Resha that says by a Esrog that grows in the sixth year is picked in the seventh year, Peturim in a Biur, that it's Pata from Biur, Amai. Why should it be Pata from Biur? Shouldn't we just assume Savita Raisa L'chumra across the board? Damrin and Zil Basar Chanata. So you see that we say that you go Basar Chanata when it comes to Shemitah, and it's not a Safik. Ihachi Techayiv B'meiser. So if you go Basar Chanata, Then you're going to consider it a sixth year fruit, and it's not going to be chayiv in biur. But then by definition, it should be chayiv in meiser if it's really a sixth year fruit. So how do we explain the resha? Amalei, Rabbi explained to Abaye that really by Shemitah we follow the chanata. So if the chanata happened in the sixth year, it does not have kedusha shvius. It's potter from biur. But nevertheless, legabe meiser, we're going to be extra strict, not because of dine shvius, but because yad akol memashpeshin ba. I'm sorry, by meiser we're going to be lenient because yad akol, but not because we think it's a shmita fruit. No, it's because yad akol memashpeshin ba v'hatam it's chayv meiser, even though you don't have to be mafkarit because it's not kadosh with kedusha shvius. But all the fields, all the pardesim, all the orchards are all hefker during Shemitah year. Anyone who wants to come in to take will be able to come in and take. So this esrog tree is in these orchards and fields that everyone's going through and taking. So at the end of the day, you're making it hefker, and that's why it's pater from meiser. So it's true. Technically, if the chanata was in the sixth year and the lakita's in the seventh year, it's not shemitah produce, and therefore it doesn't have kedushas shvius. You don't need biur. But in terms of meiseros, practically it's hefker. So practically, it's going to be chayiv in meiseros. Rav Hamnuna Amar Bas Shishis Shenichnas L'Shvius, that an esrog that has chanata in the sixth year and lakita in the seventh year, li olam shishis. It's for all halachas considered six-year produce, both in terms of biur and maisros. Ubas shvius and nechnesas shminis li olam shvius. Rav Hamnuna says we always go with the year of the chanata for all matters of maisros and of biur. So fundamental machlokas will make this a main point that Rabba holds we're not sure by an esrog whether to go with chanata or lakita, and therefore we're machmir on the din d'oraisa. And Rav Hamnuna holds we always go with the chanata, with the earlier year. So the Gemara asks, wait, how does that work? Meisvei, we have a question, because we're going to find a Tana that goes against both opinions. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Esrog Bashisha Shenechnesos Shvius. If you have an Esrog that had Chanata in the sixth year and was picked in the seventh year, Peturim in a Maisos U Peturim in a Biur. It is part of both Maisor and Biur. Sheilach Adav Shechayv Maisor Elim Kein Gadol B'chiyuv and Nilkat B'chiyuv. The only way it's going to be Chayv in Maisor is if both the time of the Chanata and the time of the Lakita, it was not a Shemitah year. And the same is true if it had Chanata in the seventh year and Lakita in the eighth year. It's only Rechayv and Biur if everything happened during the Shemitah year. So the Gemara says, Reisha, Kasha the Rav Hamnuna. The Reisha that says that an Esrog that had Chanata in the sixth year and Lakita in the seventh year is Pata from Meiser, that's against Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna holds that it's Chayv and Meiser, not like a sixth year fruit. The Seifa that says that an Esrog that was Chanat B'Shemitah and Nilkat in the eighth year is Pata from Biur, is Kasha Bein Rav Hamnuna. It's Kasha on both of them, because both of them hold that whatever was Chanat during Shemitah year and Nilkat in the eighth year is Chayv and Biur. Says Gemara Tanaihi, yeah, you know, chinami, it's machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi and Rabbi Mnuna hold like the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Where do we find that it's machlokas Tanaim? Titania. Rabbi Yossi, Avtulmus heid mishum chamisha zakenim. Avtulmus was made in the name of five zakenim. Whenever you have heid as a lashon in the Mishnah, it almost always, not all the time, but almost always, is the Mishnah Maseches Eduyos. Is this one a Mishnah in Eduyos? What do we have over here on the side? No, it doesn't seem that way. But anyway, so they said in the name of Chamisha Zekenim, Esrog Achar Lekitaso Lemeiser. When it comes to an Esrog, we follow the Lekita with regard to Meiser. So whenever you pick it, that's its year. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Ushavamru, Achal Likitaso Bein L'Maiser Bein L'Shvi'is. That we follow the Likita both for Meiser and for Shvi'is. So it says, well, Shvi'is Mandekar Shmei. Whoever mentioned anything about Shemitah, they start telling us what Rabbi Seinu hold about Shemitah. So it says, Gemara, Chesur Mechz Ravachi Ketani. Now the Avtulmus, should have had another line of Avtulmus' statement in the Brisa. And it should have said as follows. Esrog Achal Likitaso L'Maiser. That's what he was really saying. That Esrog follows Lakita when you pick it in terms of its year of Meiser. In terms of whether it's Shemitah produce or not, that you look at the Chanata. But Rabbi Seinu Nimnivga, Rabbi Seinu and Usha got together and voted that Achal Likitaso Bein LeMeiser Bein LeShvi'is. That you follow Lakita both for Meiser and LeShvi'is. So it turns out that according to Avtulmus, by an Esrog, we go after the Chanata for Shemitah, and that's the Shita of Rabbah and Rav Amnuna, that an Esrog that's Chanat B'Shvi'is has Kedusha Shvi'is, and is Chayiv in Biur, and is Pat for Meiser. And an Esrog that's Chanat in the sixth year is definitely not Chayiv in Biur. The only Machlokas, Rabbah and Rav Amnuna, was if an Esrog was Chanat in the sixth year, if it's Pater Mi Meiser, because everyone's handling it, and everyone has the right to take it, so post facto it becomes Hefker anyway, or do we say, no, it's not Hefker, because it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. But that's a very technical argument. But both of those Amoraim, Rav Amnuna and Rabbah, both seem to side with the Shita of Avtulmus in Tanaim. So let's stop there. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Tezvav and Beis at Itmar.